there's a study that came out today that really pissed me off.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really read studies as much as I used to. Now, let me just say, in case you don't know, I have a PhD in psychology. Okay, so I'm a little smart. You know, I know I sound dumb, and maybe this explains it. But here's what the study found. The study said that anyone who is celebrity obsessed, which I kind of am. If you think, I've written many books on celebrity. I talk about celebrity. I read about them. I follow them. I put myself under the category of, I don't know if I'd say obsessed, but I'm definitely, I have both feet in that world.
You're obsessed.
I don't know. This study says that people who are celebrity obsessed are less intelligent.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. If you're obsessed with Hollywood gossip, I am, and A-list celebrities, I am, then you're not as smart. So the study says, here's the thing. Let me just say, here's why my PhD comes in handy once in a while. So what you do first is you see these headlines. You're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm really smart. but then you like have to really tease it out and say, okay, what are the confounds to this study? What are the problems with this study? Here's the first one. The first one is everybody that they did the study with, it was Hungarian. 1,763, that's enough people. I like that number. Mm-hmm. But Hungarian. Okay, so I don't think that the culture in Hungary is the same as the culture in America.
Oh, so why didn't they go somewhere else too?
But that's my point. So okay. I am saying that the problem with this study is that it only spoke to 1,763 Hungarian adults.
Okay.
Okay, and they did the celebrity attitude scale. That's a questionnaire to determine their levels of interest in famous people. They had to answer like yes or no to a series of statements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I often feel compelled to learn the personal habits of my favorite celebrity. Yes.
You do?
Of course. You don't think I want to know how Jennifer Aniston looks like that at 50? Yeah. What's her workout? What does she eat? Yes. Tell me everything. Explain to me. I'm sorry. Rebel Wilson lost all that weight. How'd she do it? We all want to know that.
I've never cared.
Here's another one. If I were lucky enough to meet my favorite celebrity and he or she asked me to do something illegal as a favor, I would probably do it. No.
No.
That I wouldn't do. That's stupid. Yeah, I wouldn't do this. Another question was, I'm obsessed by details of my favorite celebrity's life. I take issue with the word obsessed. You know? No, I really do, because people use that word too much. They're like, oh my God, this chocolate cake, oh, I'm obsessed. But you're not really obsessed with chocolate cake. Like, the concept of being obsessed means that, so like obsessive compulsive disorder, think about that. Obsession are thoughts that continue over and over and over. Mm. I don't think about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian any more than I think about, you know what I mean? Like, I think about them when we're on the air because it's funny to talk about them. The rest of my day, I'm not really thinking about them. I could care less about them. Do you know what I mean?
What do you think about more, pancakes or Pete Davidson?
Pancakes.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, no, I think about pancakes. I'm obsessed with pancakes.
That you can say you're obsessed by. So yeah. French toast compared to a Kardashian.
That's right. I was literally eating a salad today thinking I'd rather have pancakes. I said to Joe, I really wanted pancakes, but I'm eating a salad. I just want you to see this.
And you weren't thinking about Pete Davidson at all during that whole time. Okay.
Not once. And then after they did the celebrity attitude scale, they gave them two cognitive ability tests. And they saw that they had lower performances after they did the celebrity attitude thing. So, okay. My second issue is cognitive ability tests. We literally went to every single cognitive test available, intelligence test, that kind of thing. And we went through each one of them. Fordham had this whole program where they went through each one of them with the National Institute of Mental Health and other big organizations in Washington, D.C., because what they found was that these types of studies are really biased. You know, there's certain questions that are only true if you're white. There are certain questions that are only true if you're rich. There's a lot of things that come across questions that are asked that if you grew up poor in a rural area, you would not be able to answer those questions.
Right.
Yet that measures your intelligence. It doesn't make you less intelligent. It just means that you had a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these cognitive ability tests have a lot of, they're very problematic for that reason. So I'm just saying right now, I know I sound like I'm being really defensive about this study. It's not that. It's the fact that whenever I read a study, I always go deeper into it. I don't look at the headline. When people say I do my own research, this is what it means. You know, you see a headline that says something about COVID or vaccination. Do a little more reading. That's what I did here. Like, it sounds like a sexy headline. Celebrity obsessed people are less intelligent. New study boldly claims. Yeah, except the study is flawed. It's only Hungarian people. The celebrity attitude scale is not the best scale for this. Again, this was my area of research. I got my PhD in how celebrity culture affects our decision making. That is literally what my PhD is in. And the cognitive ability tests are flawed because they don't take into account income, education, race, age, status, all this other stuff.
But what about the people that follow Britney Spears blindly and hate her sister and want to kill her sister's kids because she unfollowed her on Twitter? I think those people are a little wacky.
Oh, you know, they're dumb. Okay. Those people are definitely dumb.
It's the people that follow a celebrity blindly.
Yeah,
That's the ones that make me insane.
And I think that's what that question, if your favorite celebrity asked you to do something illegal, would you? That's what that question is trying to tease out. Somebody who would just follow a celebrity blindly versus somebody like me that just, you know, when a story comes up, I read it because I'm interested.
Yeah. I mean, if Britney Spears asked you to jump off a roof and you say, don't think so, then I think you're not insane.
The amount of people that are obsessed, it's a very, very small percentage. And that's what this study is tapping into. And again, this article does not make that clear.